on a life well lived? Maybe.
Do you know how America became the best country on God's green earth? We made things, from automobiles to airplanes to textiles. We were the manufacturing epicenter of the world, the innovators that every other country turned to. I'm Katie Lyon, co-founder of Allegiance Flag Supply, and I'm here to tell you that the American spirit is alive and well at Allegiance, where we make American flags 100% in America. When you fly your American flag from Allegiance Flag Supply, you're not just honoring our country. You're supporting American men and women who proudly make the highest quality American flags, period. True patriots who put care into every stitch. See our full story at showallegiance.com and learn about our 100% American-based supply chain. Fly your flag from showallegiance.com with pride, because every flag says manufacturing is still alive and well in the U.S. and we are still the greatest country. Visit showallegiance.com, and from all of us, thank you for your support.
Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabashaw, and 3N7CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Attorneys for Ghislaine Maxwell asked the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn her conviction. The longtime companion of Jeffrey Epstein says a deal Epstein reached with prosecutors nearly two decades ago should shield her as well. ABC's Jay O'Brien explains the deal was not limited to Epstein.
But it also names alleged co-conspirators, both named and unnamed, in this non-prosecution agreement. So what Ghislaine Maxwell says is, okay, that non-prosecution agreement that the government reached with Epstein in 2007 also applies to me.
President Trump's in Scotland. He met with UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer. He also discussed efforts to get more food into Gaza. The man accused of injuring 11 people in a Saturday stabbing attack at a Walmart in Traverse City, Michigan, pleaded not guilty to all charges, including terrorism. And two children were killed. There were five aboard a sailboat up in Miami when it struck a barge. This is ABC News. Federal authorities say a pair of customs officers allowed drugs into the U.S.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers Jesse Garcia and Diego Bonillo have allegedly been working with a Mexican-based drug trafficking group to allow what federal prosecutors call drug-laden vehicles to enter the United States without being inspected. They allegedly used a secret emoji-based code to let the drug organization know when and where they would be working to let vehicles go through. In exchange, the two officers were allegedly paid very well, using the money for vacations, luxury items, and real estate. Both could get life in prison when sentenced. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Police in Northwest Arkansas continue the search for the person who killed a couple that was out hiking with their children Saturday at Devil's Den State Park. The 7 and 9-year-old girls were not hurt. And Emmanuel Clase of the Cleveland Guardians is the team's second pitcher placed on leave pending a gambling investigation. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Your summer might be winding down, but there's still plenty of warm weather on the way. And at Macy's, it's the perfect time to shop late summer deals like cotton dresses from Karl Lagerfeld and more that you can wear now and layer up later for $150 and under. Plus, new Levi's are here, like trending cinched waist jeans for 30% off. So come into Macy's and walk out with late summer deals too good to miss. Starting Wednesday at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Back to school is on the brain. That means new notebooks, pencils, new everything. And while the kids are getting ready to get book smart, it's time for you to save smart with Straight Talk Wireless. Switch now and get a free Moto G 2025 with 5G when you activate select plans. Now that's a smart call. Get Straight Talk covered by Verizon's 5G network. Available at straighttalk.com and Walmart. Offer valid through 10/19/25. Taxes and fees apply. Purchase of Gold Unlimited plan or higher required for offer. Must activate the plan in-store at Walmart. Cannot be combined with other offers.
You're invited to the Pierce County Fair, August 7th through the 10th at the fairgrounds in Ellsworth. Enjoy the Light Up the Sky drone show Thursday night at 9. A Salute to Elvis with Brad Boyce is Friday night at 7. And the Big Demo Derby is Saturday night at 5. Of course, there's all the fair animals, and Senior Day is Sunday. Enjoy the rides and fair food with Mr. Ed's Carnival all 4 days. It's food, fun, animals, and more during the Pierce County Fair, August 7th through the 10th in Ellsworth.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Sunny, hot, and humid today. High temperatures scraping the low 90s and really feeling more like the upper 90s. And winds are barely moving, too. And tonight, overnight, showers and storms move through, and some could be strong to severe, bringing hail and high winds. Grandpa's barbecue sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 87 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. A second person has died from a fatal wrong-way crash in Dane County. We get more from Ted Ahlen.
Officials say a full-size SUV heading the wrong way on I-39 in DeForest struck a compact SUV head-on just after midnight on July 20th. An 18-year-old man in the smaller SUV died at the scene. The 19-year-old driver of that vehicle, also from Minnesota, was transported to a hospital where he died from his injuries on Saturday. 30-year-old Noelia Martinez Avila of Portage faces charges including homicide by intoxicated use of a vehicle after appearing in Dane County Court last week.
Keep cool today. The National Weather Service says there will be a heat advisory in effect for most of southern Wisconsin. Meteorologists say it could feel like up to 105 degrees in parts of the state. That's your news. I'm Raymond Newpert. This is Radio Network.
Get the equipment and trucks you need at Ritchie Brothers' next Great Lakes Regional event on August 7th and 8th. This absolute unreserved auction will feature online bidding, and items are located in Columbus, Chicago, and Detroit. Choose from close to 1,000 items, including a wide selection of construction equipment, truck tractors, and more. Don't miss Ritchie Brothers' Great Lakes Regional event on August 7th and 8th. For more details, visit rbauction.com. Again, that's rbauction.com.
For excellence in auto body work and paint jobs, there's only one name to see: JKO Auto Body Shop of Durant. Because JKO Auto Body Shop strives for excellence in every job they do. You'll know that when your car is repaired by JKO Auto Body Shop, that is in back-to-factory specifications from the parts to the paint. And it will last, too. JKO works with all insurance companies. From body work to paint jobs, excellence is what you'll find at JKO Auto Body Shop. Madison Street, Durand.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand. NTech, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand. Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at AdventHealth.com. And the JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is investigating after a boat exploded Saturday afternoon in Prescott. That incident happened at the Miscroy Yacht Harbor fuel dock and threw six people from the boat into the water. No serious injuries were reported. The boat was a total loss. The Durand, Arkansas School District is updating its website. Superintendent Ryan Nelson says the updates are to make the site easier to use for staff and community members.
Really, the intent behind that is to make it a little bit easier to navigate, both for our folks inside the organization here, but also externally, parents, community members, even folks from other communities, other schools that are looking to find certain information relevant to the school district. So
the site should be fully updated by the beginning of the new school year. La Crosse police are confirming that preliminary autopsy results show no evidence of criminal conduct in the death of Elliot Hines. An investigation remains ongoing with final autopsy results not expected for several months. The body of 22-year-old Hines was found earlier this week in the Mississippi River, more than 10 miles downstream from her last known whereabouts. She was last seen on surveillance footage walking about a block away from the river. A Somerset man has been identified as the person killed in a weekend motorcycle crash in St. Croix County. 34-year-old David Decker was riding on Highway H Saturday morning when he went off the roadway, hit a ditch, and flipped multiple times. Decker died at the scene. Wisconsin's former leader will not be a candidate in the 2026 election for governor. Former Governor Scott Walker announced in a video Sunday he would not be running. He said he would back a common-sense conservative instead. That comes after Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez launched her campaign last week. You're listening to WRDN News.
At Advent Health, we believe wholeness isn't any one field. It's all of them. Laughter to tears and everything in between. So let your hearts overflow. Let your spirits dare to hope. And let the sun shine through. May you always live in wonder, wondering at this life. And never, ever stop reaching for what makes you feel whole. Learn more at adventhealth.com/human spirit.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
The Monday afternoon farmers market in Durand will remain at Memorial Park for the summer. Durand Mayor Patrick Milliron said he felt it would be better to look at next year to possibly move the farmers market up to Tarrant Park.
I know the discussion was about possibly moving up to Tarrant Park. My feeling was let's keep it where it's at for the rest of the year. Next year we'll take a look.
The suggestion to move the market up to Tarrant Park was brought up as some of the vendors have been concerned about the lack of traffic at Memorial Park. People's Energy Cooperative in southeastern Minnesota are warning its members of a scam. One of its members saw an individual dressed as an Xcel Energy employee checking the meter on his property. The individual told the homeowner they had 20 minutes to pay the bill or be disconnected and gave the homeowner a number to call. Once the member called the number, they were told Xcel Energy was taking over PEC service territory, and that all members must pay their outstanding bills immediately. PEC stressed that it and Xcel Energy serve their representative consumers as separate entities and are not merging services. PEC added that if you find yourself in a situation such as this, do as this member did, ask the potential scammer to leave your property. The cooperative says it does not accept payment information over the phone and will not disconnect service without prior notice. Several student researchers at the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire have been awarded with a grant. Mayo Clinic Health Systems and the university's Research and Innovative Council awarded them an $82,000 grant for their Vibrating Glove project. The gloves are used to treat symptoms of Parkinson's disease through vibrations in the fingertips. The grants will help the team make more gloves for testing throughout the next school year. Minnesota State Patrol authorities are investigating after an elderly woman was struck and killed by two vehicles near Winona. Officials say the 72-year-old woman crashed into a ditch Friday and then stepped out onto the road at Highway 61 and County Road 7. The woman was struck by a pickup truck and then was hit a short time after by another vehicle. The driver of the pickup truck stopped at the scene. There's no word about the driver of the second vehicle. You're listening to WRDN News.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Big or small, in town or in the country, Prime Realty of Durand can help you find exactly what you need. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty. As the area's number one home seller, we have the experience and commitment to help you navigate the complex real estate market. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or a seasoned veteran looking to sell your current property, Prime Realty is your guide toward home ownership. Like Prime Realty guys on Facebook or visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. Prime Realty, making your dreams a reality.
A new throwback look for the Green Bay Packers. The team introduced their 1923 classic uniform last week. It will be used during a yet-to-be-determined game at Lambeau Field this season and includes navy blue jerseys with dark gold numbers, tan pants, navy socks, and a hand-painted helmet that resembles a leather helmet used in the early days of the NFL. The look is inspired by the uniform the team wore in 1923, which was the Packers' first season as a publicly owned corporation. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay is my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Staples presents That Was Easy.
Seems like back to school happens earlier each year.
First day of school coming in hot.
And this year my kids had massive supply lists.
Folders, notebooks, and pens. Oh, the humanity.
But Staples had everything I needed, with some items just 25 cents.
Watch the small print.
No. My back to school budget was saved by Staples Easy Button.
Everything for school, in stock and as low as 25 cents. Staples.
That was easy.
In store, online, and on the app. NC 23 while supplies last.
Wallace wraps up popular win. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
At the Glen, the thrill isn't just on the track. It's in the heart of every fan. This August, a full throttle festival comes to upstate New York. Camp under the stars, then witness the brightest stars of NASCAR battle for a crucial playoff spot. This is racing. This is the best weekend of your summer. This is the Glen. NASCAR weekend at Watkins Glen, August 8th through the 10th. Get your tickets now at theglen.com.
Hey NASCAR fans, would you like to win a brand new vehicle? Enter to win a Black Widow Chevy Silverado from Fox Factory Vehicles and help kids in our local racing communities. Donate just $25 to the NASCAR Foundation for your chance to win. Four phase winners will also win a VIP experience to the Coke Zero Sugar 400 in Daytona.
We're underway in the Coke Zero Sugar 400 at Daytona.
Visit NASCARFoundation.org/2025car giveaway to enter.
Bubba Wallace captured his third career NASCAR Cup Series victory and first of 2025 in Sunday's Brickyard 400 at Indianapolis Motor Speedway, punching his ticket to the playoffs. The 2311 Racing pilot's first crown jewel win was popular with his fellow competitors, as driver after driver congratulated him from their cars on the cool down lap.
Now growing up and maturing and knowing that for 3 hours we are just dog eat dog out there, just hard nose racing. It's fun, you know, and you get some joy when it's all over with. Hey, your buddy won. I'm not saying that I'm a buddy to everybody in the field, but it's like, hey, good for you. So I appreciate everybody that came up. That was really cool to see.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Pro Savings Days are back at Lowe's. Right now, get a four-piece GE kitchen suite for under $2,000. Plus, get a free DeWalt 20-volt Max XR 8-amp-hour battery when you buy a select DeWalt tool. Save big with deals that work as hard as you do. Shop Pro Savings Days in-store or online today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 8-1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details.
Now is the perfect time to start on your next success. Apply now and save with no application fee. Classes start August 13th. An accredited state university, University of Maryland Global Campus, offers online and hybrid courses. Plus, you can earn up to 90 credits toward a bachelor's for prior learning and work experience. Or transfer up to 12 credits towards a master's. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by Shen.
The Brewers play their biggest series of the season, the first of a three-game set against the Cubs at AmFam Field tonight. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Two teams tied for the lead in the National League Central. Game one featuring an outstanding pitching matchup. Jake Mizorowski going for the Brewers, Matthew Boyd for the Cubs. Brewers veteran Brandon Woodruff on Mizorowski getting the series opener.
This kid throws 102. Like, if I was him, I wouldn't be scared of nothing. And I know he's not, but, you know, he deserves a lot of the hype he's getting because, I mean, he's just – you don't don't see pitchers like him. But I think he's not going to approach it any different than any other game. He's getting ready for the Cubs. And, yeah, he's been thrown into these atmospheres a little bit. And he's ready for it. I mean, it's no different from him. I mean, he just goes about his day like any other day, and he'll be ready.
Packers held their fifth training camp practice today, the first in pads, despite the team not tackling. New corner Nate Hobbs brought down running back Marshawn Lloyd. Lloyd left practice with a lower leg injury. He spent most of last year injured. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Gerisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish and coming at you from the Fleet Farm studio.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources last week released the results of its 2025 Spring Waterfowl Survey, and it revealed some positive data. The survey overall indicated stable populations of migratory birds in Wisconsin. More details when we return, but first, you fish the same waters year after year. But what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake. Know the species, size, and abundance. Get expert local insight. Navigate to the right ramp fast. Then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports. Make your own with Onyx Fish. The Wisconsin DNR announced last week that the annual spring survey of breeding waterfowl indicated stable population numbers and habitat conditions for migratory birds. The agency has conducted the survey annually since 1973, with the exception of 2020, thanks to the pandemic. Surveyors estimated the state's 2025 breeding duck population at just under 565,000 birds. That's a 7% decrease from the 2024 estimate and almost 27% above the long-term average. The 2025 mallard breeding population estimate was just under 150,000 birds. That's 2% higher than last year, but lower than the long-term average. Wood duck populations decreased 1.8% from last year, but remain 5.1% above the long-term average. As for Canada geese, well, their population is 24, though it won't surprise listeners to know the goose population remains significantly higher than the long-term average.
From the Fleet Farm studio, this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important. IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt. Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands. Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Sunny, hot, and humid today. High temperatures scraping the low 90s and really feeling more like the upper 90s. And winds are barely moving, too. And tonight, overnight, showers and storms move through, and some could be strong to severe, bringing hail and high winds. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Get yours now at GrandpasBBQShop.com. Currently, it's 87 degrees.
It was a quiet but busy kind of trade action for a Monday. Good afternoon. You're listening to the American Ag Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Is it the summer doldrums that are weighing into this market trade, or is a trade just saying, hey, we'll just deal with what happens and there's not enough to motivate? We're going to find all that out today with Darren Fessler. Darren joins us. He is with Lakefront Futures. And so let's kind of start out there. You talked about it being quiet, but a busy type of trade action.
Yeah, you kind of have a month in. You know, we're quickly approaching and start of a new school year as well. You just kind of got that end of summer. Yeah, let's just see how things play out. Now, it could be just the week. We have a huge economic macro week with a lot of data coming at us. We have jobs, inflation, Fed interest rate decisions. And then you have quite a bit of rain that moved over across the region over the last few weeks here. You've had some warmer temperatures, but the temperatures are going to cool down here once we get through this hot patch. And then the 7-10-day forecast showing more rain. So, you know, the idea that, you know, the USDA continues to suggest that, hey, this could be a record crop, well, it's, you know, at this very juncture, it's hard to argue that. And based on some of our modeling, it's suggesting somewhere in that ballpark of 181 bushel crop. Now, will it, you know, at the end of the day, will it get realized? You know, who knows? But right now, overall, is there issues out there? Maybe in certain areas, yes, there always is. But generally speaking, this is a pretty decent sized crop. And then, as obviously we're looking towards the August time frame and the critical month for beans, it just does not seem to be like we're going to have this big threat to start the month of August.
Is the doldrums going to get past? Are we going to be able to move beyond that? And
yeah, I mean, I think we'll get past it. We always do. I mean, we're into the seasonal tendencies here to be a little bit more bearish as well. Continuation of the corn, a little bit more bearish in the beans. But we're obviously going to be watching what some of those yields are in the South. And you know, I've always thought if the yields are decent in the South, that's usually something that will transpire as we move north. But when I look at Iowa, I look at Illinois, it's hard to argue that some of these areas are not good. I mean, I look at Nebraska and I think it's really good. So, you know, as I've been saying the whole summer, this market needs a catalyst. And I just don't see one yet. And I think that's where a lot of the frustration among producers are, especially when you start looking at cash levels. It's pretty scary out there in some aspects because cost of production is year over year higher, and you don't have a very good cash price. So if we don't have the cash price, we're going to need a yield. But at the end of the day, I still believe, we've been saying this all summer, 20, 40-cent rallies in corn, they're all selling opportunities until otherwise. And same thing with the beans, 50, 60, 70-cent rallies. Once you get to be willing to reward them. And I think there's a lack of willingness for multiple reasons, and probably the biggest one among producers is, well, I don't want to sell at 450 on the board because I'm not profitable there. Very, you know, I think that's a very stout argument, a very good one too. But it's just what the market's given us. And I don't think we can force a trade at this very moment. I think the biggest thing to watch moving forward in the next couple of weeks is going to be the August WASD report. Now, if we look back to last year when the spread started to change, that indicated a bottom of a market. Now, we're watching the spreads very closely. So spreads from one contract month to the next, they are the canaries of the coal mine. And until those start to change course, it's probably going to see a little bit more pressure, generally speaking, among the corn and the bean markets.
Corn, you've been talking about it. Everybody's been talking about, be prepared for this to happen. And we saw this in a Monday trade.
Yeah, this should shock nobody. The USDA, a lot of private analysts, we've been forecasting this big crop if the weather pans out. And, you know, I've been joking on Twitter about this. This is the wettest 89-year drought that I've ever seen in my life. And it's just, I think a lot of things are coming to alignment here where we've got some rain where it mattered, when it mattered. And this crop is on its way to a fairly good size. Now, again, you got to finish this stuff. You got to have some pretty good grain fill. I remember a few years ago, it got very hot in August and it fell flat on its face. Do we see the same type of thing? Well, the models don't foresee that right now. Again, I think and I perceive that there's going to be a lot of corn moving during harvest, and I perceive that there is going to be a lot of re-ownership, whether that be on the board or options. I don't think guys are willing to give up ownership at these levels, even if they have to get some cash flow moving.
So let's switch gears and take a look at the livestock side of the trade action. Two big reports that came out on Friday, and the market's not really reacting, I think, like many had thought it might in a Monday trade.
No, again, very quiet there. I mean, it was not quiet at the open. Fat cattle, feeder cattle, all gapped higher. Record long length here to manage money. There's no surprise. I mean, you look at the cattle on feed Friday, it was bullish. Cattle are bullish. There's nothing. It's where is the high? Nobody knows. Same thing with the hogs here. We've had a really nice run in a lot of these markets. They continue higher here as well. So, again, after a little pullback here in the hogs, we're seeing some upward trends yet again. But it's just the focus on cattle and these numbers. We've been talking about the last few years now. The numbers just aren't there. And the fundamentals behind cattle continue to back the trade. Momentum is very, very strong. However, I want to warn guys, this is a seasonal tendency to be bearish. The most seasonal tendency to be bearish for feeder cattle and fat cattle coming up here starting next month.
And of course, as we get ready to wrap up this month, what is your kind of thought process that we should really be on the forefront of heading into this trading month of August?
I think first and foremost is the macro issues and how that impacts the dollar. Dollar screaming higher here so far this morning, probably put some headwinds beyond these grains here. But again, selling opportunities on any type of 20 to 40 cent rallies, corn, 50 to 70 cent rally, and beans. Those are all selling opportunities for producers.
All right. Of course, great conversation that we had today with Darren Fessler with Lakefront Futures. A quick reminder to everybody, commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss, not suitable to all investors. And that's the Monday market wrap-up on the American Ag Network.
You are invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek, August 5th through the 7th for this year's Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, celebrating generations of progress with a chance to explore cutting-edge equipment and innovative technology, taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There are scheduled dairy tours, field demonstrations, hundreds of industry booths, and great family entertainment. Be there August 5th through the 7th. Bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
Local markets from Monday at Elsevia, cash corn 354, August 357, new crop 354. Cash beans 904, August 909, new crop 917. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 373 and three quarters, August 369 and three quarters, September 365 and three quarters, new crop 364. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 382, August 380, new crop 367. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 363, new crop 364. Cash beans 918, new crop 941. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 359, new crop 364. Cash beans 901, new crop 926. At Red Wing Grains, at cash corn 368, August 368, September 365, new crop 370. Cash and August beans 943, September 932, new crop 932. At Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash and August corn 356, new crop 361, cash and new crop beans at 945. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 221 to 244, Holstein fed cattle 190 to 215, market cows 128 to 159, bulls 155 to 208, calves 500 to 1520, beef steers 269 to 650, Holstein steers 225 to 515. Sheep markets, light lambs 252 and down, market lambs 240 and down, ewes 125 and down, rams 215 and down. Goat markets, does 185 and down, bucks 370 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to WRDN.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com Member FDIC.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. More than 40 ag organizations came together recently to call out the importance of the chief ag negotiator position at the U.S. Trade Representative's office. Dr. Julie Callahan was recently nominated to that position, and she has a long history at the USTR. Ag groups believe she's the right fit for the role. I'll have more when we come back. Recently, Max Armstrong caught up with Tyler Morgan, a crop consultant with Nutrien Ag Solutions covering southern Minnesota.
What kind of weed pressures have you seen there? Water hemp seems to be a public enemy number one in so many areas. Are you seeing some there?
Yeah, we've been having major issues this year with it. Really good growing conditions for the crop. Helps the weeds too. So we've been having a big fight with the water hemp this year, trying to get it under control. And we got to just learn from especially other parts of the country that have dealt with these weeds and be layering a lot of residuals and getting down a strong pre-program ahead of them. And seems to be our best bet so far.
When you're going around the fields with your producers, doing some scouting out there, what else are you seeing?
The main thing now, we've been starting to watch for disease, keeping an eye out for tar spot. We found just a little speckling of a start of it, which is a month earlier than we've ever seen it in this area. So keeping an eye on that and starting to watch for white mold.
Thank you, Max and Tyler. For better agronomy on your acres, visit NutrientAgSolutions.com. Many of the largest agricultural organizations recently urged President Donald Trump to swiftly nominate a chief agricultural negotiator at the office of the U.S. Trade Representative. Their message was clear. American agriculture needs strong representation during this critical global tariff and trade negotiation phase. In their letter to President Trump, the ag groups emphasized just how important this role is for farmers nationwide. They highlighted agriculture's heavy reliance on exports, and they noted that a strong negotiator ensures agriculture's priorities are integrated consistently into trade talks from the very beginning, which at the end will strengthen rural economies and benefit the broader U.S. economy. Well, late last week, the ag community warmly welcomed the announcement that Dr. Julie Callahan had been nominated for this important role. Callahan currently serves as the Assistant U.S. Trade Representative for Agricultural Affairs and Commodity Policy. That's a position she's held since 2020. After nearly a decade at the USTR, she's had experience directly negotiating trade agreements and working extensively on agricultural policy and international markets. American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duval applauded Callahan's nomination, saying her extensive experience and deep understanding of agriculture will be a benefit at the position. He went on to add, quote, her previous experience in the Foreign Ag Service at USDA and FDA provides important perspective to inform her work to resolve challenging issues on the trade front. Amy France, chair of the National Sorghum Producers, said, quote, her nomination is welcome news for U.S. agriculture, and we look forward to working with her to expand international demand for sorghum and other American commodities. Ag leaders are urging the Senate to act swiftly to confirm Callahan. With challenging trade conditions and reciprocal tariffs looming, farm organizations believe it's imperative to empower Dr. Callahan quickly so that American agriculture can secure favorable agreements, increase demand for high-quality ag products, and navigate this global marketplace effectively. I'll be back with more after this.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
With Dr. Julie Callahan now nominated to the chief ag negotiator position, she joins about 100 other executive branch nominees, all awaiting a full Senate vote on their confirmation. With the ongoing trade war, analysts are hopeful her vote will happen sooner rather than later, but all of them will be dependent on the Senate's voting schedule. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
You've got so much glorious summer to fill. What are you going to do with it? Easy answer, do it your way at MOA. Do it up with Nickelodeon Universe's Ultimate Summer Party, Dora's 25th Anniversary Celebration, slimy fun events and hair-raising rides. Do Crayola Experience for the littlest ones. And here's a bright idea. Do it smart with MOA attraction bundles and the no-worries 72 degrees and sunny forecast every day. That's your summer, your way, at MOA, mallofamerica.com.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Sunny, hot, and humid today. The high temperatures scraping the low 90s and really feeling more like the upper 90s. And winds are barely moving too. And tonight, overnight, showers and storms move through and some could be strong to severe, bringing hail and high winds. Grandpa's barbecue sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 87 degrees.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Hey, baby, let's go to Vegas. Kiss a single life goodbye. Hey, baby, let's go to Vegas. Bet on love and let it ride. Lying on the bank of the river, stars are dancing.
Let me buy another round, girl. I thank you and I
I should just drink on it. Put our heads together and think on it. Maybe later on we can sleep on it. But for right now, girl, we just need to drink on it. We can talk rocket science, Jesus or politics. Hey, your boyfriend cheated on you, man, I'd like to bust his lip. I could use another whiskey, and your cosmos getting low. While we're trying to figure out the next place we should go, we can drink on it. Put our heads together and think on it. Maybe later on we can sleep on it. Right now, girl, we just need to drink on it. This place is closing down, but I don't wanna quit. Got a good thing going. Let's find out what it is and drink on it. Your place of mind, girl, we can drink on it. Dust off a bottle and drink on it. Feels like we're doing something right. Let's find a corner of the night where you and I can just drink on it. Put our heads together and think on it. Maybe later on we can sleep on it. But for right now, girl, we just need to drink on it. Might make a memory that we won't forget. So let's just drink.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
to no demands. But suddenly from somewhere out of the blue, I see a different light around you. One thing I haven't told you, I just wanna hold you, never let go. I need to know, how do I get there from here? How do I make it see? How do I tell you what my heart's been telling me? Lost in crossing that line, but I promise to be truer than true, dreaming every night with these arms around.
Country music you grew up with. Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
You're the one I need. cause you're the one I want. You're the one I need, baby. If I was a king, you would be my queen. You're the rock in my road. You're good for my soul, it's true. I'm head over boots for you. You're the one I want. You're the one I need, baby. If I was a king, you would be my queen. You're the rock in my road. You're good for my soul.
I'll do anything at all. And I'm standing. Yeah, for all the world to see. Oh, baby, that's what's left of me. Don't have very far to fall. You know now I'm not a man who's ever been insecure about the world I've been living in. I don't break easy, I have my pride. But if you need to be satisfied, I'm shameless. Well, honey, I don't have a prayer. Every time I see you standing there, I go down upon my knees. And I'm jaded. Swore I'd never compromise. Oh, but you convinced me otherwise. I'll do anything. You see, in all my life, I've never found what I couldn't resist, what I couldn't turn down. I can walk away from anyone I ever knew, but I can't walk away from you. I have never let anything have this much control over me. I work too hard to call my life my own. But it's your world now, I can't refuse. I've never had so much to lose. Strong to say he's sorry or admit when he's wrong. I never lost anything I ever missed, but I